then there's that always that one kid that forgot his permission slip, and like you're going on a field trip to the chocolate factory, and he has to sit in the classroom and just. Rick, I saw this museum once of earwax art.
Okay.
How's that lunch going down?
Yeah.
Rick, can you imagine the strain on the waste treatment facilities if your audience used that did a coordinated consumption of that colon blow? Oh, you remember that? Those were good times.
I still have a package.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the hydrotherapy place, though.
Yeah. Well, I just had fun with that. It didn't do much for me. The Healing Waters hydrocolon place. Mm-hmm. It didn't. I think maybe my colon was fine to begin with. All right. And indeed. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. See, the thing is, that tastes like it's a candy bar, but it actually is really good for you. It is like a lot of calories, but it's supposed to take the place of a meat. Sarah and I were...
You are an anorexic girl.
I really have got this thing over the last, since January. Like, since they held out, because the hope of coming back on the air since I started... Because the CBS negotiations took forever. But once, December of last year rolled around, and it seemed like it was pretty obvious that we were going to be back on the air, and I just totally had bloated up. I just sat around the house just eating, margarine sticks rolled in sugar. You know, just expanding by the day. And then there's that day where you just look in the mirror and just like, oh, God, I'm hideous. And, you catch sight of yourself. Like with me, I think it's this way with guys. I don't know how it is with women. But I think with guys, you have that thing where you catch yourself. How do I put this? You're walking by a mirror at some point. I think with guys that happens, you're walking by a mirror with, your shirt off. And you catch not the front view. Because, see, from the front, guys can't tell when they're overweight. I think women can tell from the front because it's all with the hip size, right? It's with the girth.
It's true.
You get those birthing hips. But it's like with a guy from the front, you're like, I'm still fine. I look like I'm 16 again. Woo! And a lot of guys, when it comes to weight, too, they'll go with the, I've done this for the longest time, where they'll go with the belt size or the waist size on your pants. And guys will be like, I don't have to lose any weight. I'm still the same waist size I was in high school, which is kind of my whole thing because I'm still like a 30. But, of course, all the fat is, above the waistline anyway. It doesn't matter. So you got the 30 waist, but, the 40 gut. But when you're looking straight on in a mirror, you never see that. And so what happens with me is, I'm sort of doing that. I'll get caught, in a mirror, in that pose, like in that Bigfoot photo from the 70s, the Patterson Bigfoot photo, where I'm all, halfway walking. And I'll catch the side view of myself. And that's what happened in December. I'm like, oh, God, I'm horrid. Oh, I'm hideous. And,
must be the lighting.
Exactly. But so I started doing this whole, I got to try to lose weight so I don't look hideous and awful. And so I basically just became an anorexic 15-year-old girl where, all I would eat, I just became completely anal retentive about it, where all I would eat are, these weird, turkey wrap things that, my wife would make. And then, my wife would go to the, Vita World or whatever and buy, 500 of those, the energy bars or whatever. And that's it, man. And the thing is, my whole dream when it comes to eating is just to become like RoboCop. Because if you remember RoboCop, when he becomes RoboCop, RoboCop doesn't eat food like you and I. There's that machine where it dispenses a rudimentary paste. And that's what he eats three times a day. They just give him a cup of goo. And really, if that existed, because I'm not much of a food guy.
Unless it's pizza.
Well, I mean, I have a weakness for pizza, you know, and a few other things. But it's but I'm not
coffee
one of
the, cake.
And coffee cake, yes. Yes. But I'm saying...
Twinkies.
Cookies.
I don't like Twinkies. Cookies, maybe.
Somebody likes cookies.
Look, all... Shh, bunch of bastards. I'm saying is that if I had to eat, just rudimentary gruel every day, that'd be fine with me. So if they marketed, in the future, they will market something, and it's just called all the crap you need. You know, it's a box of crap that you need not to die. And you eat that three times a day, that's my dream. And so this is the closest I've been able to do it. Except for this weekend, of course. Because as soon as the listener party was done, because Sarah and I were both, and I realized that I sound mental. As I'm saying this, I realize how neurotic I sound. But so Sarah and I all last week were like, we don't want to look fat at the listener party. Because you don't want to walk out on stage and get that whole, hey, that's Rick. Oh, that's Rick. You know, and like, you know.
I'm still scarred from that person who said they saw me riding my bike and I looked a little chunkier.
Oh, man. Well, I looked back, speaking of Bigger Than Jesus, I looked back at some of the film when we were auditioning the singers for Bigger Than Jesus. I got the big fat face going. it just looks like a huge manatee. And, So all last week I'm just like must consume 400 calories a day, must run 700 miles every night. Just totally trying. Once the listener party was done, man, I got to tell you, I ate so much crap this weekend. It started Thursday night. You know, party's done. Me, I got to eat 50 pounds of bacon. Got to go home and eat, you know, like five pizzas out of the freezer. This weekend I ordered pizza three different times. What else? And I'm not even much of a guy for, like, ice cream and crap. You know what they sell? They sell the worst thing. I mean, it's fantastic, but it's the worst thing for you. Have you seen those Dibs? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. Dibs are this new ice cream product from, like, I don't even know who makes them. But it's like this big tub of ice cream, and it's like individual bites of vanilla ice cream rolled in chocolate and, like, crispy things. You know what I mean? You know, like that. You know, like a Nestle's Crunch.
Yes.
So it's like a whole box. It's like 150 little like bites of ice cream rolled in like Nestle's Crunch.
They gotta be tiny.
Oh, no, but it's 150. Man, and the thing is with it, it's like popcorn chicken. Like you put down the entire box and you don't even realize it. Like you're sitting there and you're like, oh, these. I'll have five of these dips. They're about the size of a donut hole. So imagine, if you will. Like a box, it's like the size of a half gallon of ice cream. That's like the size of the box, like a half gallon. And it's filled with things about the shape of a donut hole. But they are individual bites of ice cream wrapped in chocolate. And so I just sat this weekend and then you look down, whole box, gone. And then if you're me, you do that thing of like, I wonder how many calories I just ingested.
Do you realize you've been talking about calories now for like 10 minutes?
I'm just saying, that's my hope. The only point I'm making.
Well, it's nothing I do very often.
I'm just saying, this whole weekend was just about me sitting there and just shoveling crap into my face. So I'm trying to be. And then.
Oh, boy.
No. I've got it right. And so then Laura, who's trying to make me feel guilty, she gives me this whole thing. She subscribes to, what are they, the nutrition, some food magazine. And they have this whole thing in the back called food porn. And food porn is this column every month where that's what they talk about. They talk about stuff that is so bad for you that it's like taking it, you might as well just jump into a combine.
And it's everything you've just eaten, isn't it?
And it's everything you've just eaten. Because we've talked about like that cracked macaroni and cheese. Well, I was putting down like two boxes at once, and it's like 2,700 calories. God, what else? What else is just the worst? Anything from Starbucks. God, I mean, it's just. There's this thing that like they just put out for like Pizza Hut or something. What is this? Chicago. Listen to this. They've got Pizza Hut now manufactures this Chicago dish pizza. Has anybody had this?
No.
Guess how many calories are in a single slice of Pizza Hut's Chicago dish pizza?
Oh my God, I don't know.
450.
Ooh.
Yeah. Good times. So, which reminds me of those, like somebody you go to the place where like the whole novelty at the restaurant is like the absurdly huge. It's like the absurdly big the hamburger or whatever. It's like the old 96er. And if you can eat the entire thing, then it's like it's free or whatever. So.
What was the macaroni and cheese thing?
It's like the Kraft. And you totally are fooled by it because in your brain, it's like one box equals one serving, right?
No, it's two and a half.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's three, I think, actually. I think they claim that a single box of Kraft is like three meals. And I was eating like two boxes at a sitting. I was eating six meals worth. And it literally is, it's like 2,500 calories. So, the worst. I don't even know. Somewhere out there, this is my quest, though. Somewhere out there, I want to find like the single worst, the single fattiest, the single most caloric food. And then I want to make a sandwich out of that food.
They have to be those Totino's pizza things.
Oh, those things have got to kill.
Those things are so bad for you. They have like 3,000 calories in them.
The Safeway. Safeway sell those. They're basically cardboard with sauce on top.
They're the old Kraft macaroni and cheese boxes. in the pizza.
Totally. Safeway sells these pizzas that literally they are like 3,500 calories. And I would sit there I'll go home. Like on those nights when I weaken. I will put down one of those giant Safeway pizzas, and they are like 3,500 calories. So I am, and I don't even know where to go to find the answer to this, but I do, I want to find, like the single most fattening thing, the single food out there, like a pre-existing food that already exists, a thing that's out there that is like the worst thing on earth.
Like a Big Mac or a Whopper.
And that I want
something of that nature.
And I'm just going to put it like between two other slices and make it into a brand new food.
I would imagine anything fast food.
That's my whole quest. All right, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Here's what's coming up. We got the Jim Roop, who's going to join us later on. Lisa Goddard will be here at the bottom of this hour. What else? I've got all of these news stories to get to. I got Peter Carlin, who's going to be talking Sopranos, et cetera. Let's see here. Rick. Let me read. Coin 6, and why I won't be getting my morning Sarah fix anymore. Rick, I started watching Coin 6 when the remarkably attractive Sarah Dillon joined the team so I could enjoy the misery of people stuck in traffic and watch a hottie at the same time. No longer, he says. Two reasons. One, they got rid of the clock. I no longer know when it's time to drag myself off the couch and into the shower to make it to work on time. Two, I had to watch Mark Ronchetti make a peanut butter and honey sandwich this morning.
He did that.
I had tolerated his presence in pitifully inaccurate weather forecast because of the presence of Sarah. No more. F him and his sandwich. That guy is a tool. I am now totally screwed. Why? Because I heard the phrase on Fox last night, a new form of disease called manorexia. Richard. All right, I don't know what that is. Apparently there's a thing called manorexia. That's what I've got. Manorexia.
Well, in this industry, you just have to deal with the changes as they come along.
Spoken like a true professional who's anticipating her job will be eliminated at any moment.
A few years ago, it was zucchini cooking. Everybody must cook a zucchini on.
Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Dave.
Hey, Dave. How can I help you?
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
You want to know the most deadly food on earth?
What? I'm trying to find... Because now it's plaguing me. I got to know, like, what's the single worst...
A platter of Tony Roma's sauce-covered ribs.
Oh,
that's 6,500 calories.
They're fantastic, though.
I'm out of business.
A bucket of Long Island iced tea.
I wonder, like, what's the most calories you can take into the sitting and not die? You know what I mean? Like, is there a certain point at which your body just quits? Like, I can't process anymore, and... Like when you try to get your computer to do too much at once and the CPU just grinds to a halt.
Oh, you just become one with the porcelain god.
That's what I'm talking about. So there's some sort of
a Vegas
driver,
thing.
I know these things.
Well, see, that's so you lead the sedentary lifestyle, so you're kind of screwed anyway.
3,000 miles a week, all you do is eat and think about stuff you have no control over.
It's a good life.
That's because I'm just too chicken to drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as long as you're happy and dealing with it well. All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
All right. There you go. We could set some sort of record. That's all I'm saying. We could create some sort of a record-setting thing. So you get like whatever you get like the Tony Roma's things, and then you put it between like two pancakes or something. It's just a thought. Hi, Rick Everson Show. Who's this?
It's Chris.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, I saw a thing on the net a couple days ago that someone actually created the SNL Taco Town pizza crate.
Oh God, where it's like a pizza inside a inside a pancake, inside like a tostada, inside like a ham or something.
And a chili bag.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And someone actually made them. They said they could not get anyone to finish it, but that if someone were to eat it all, it was 13,000 calories.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting a feeling now. I'm getting a notion. And you know, no, I'm not going to do it. You know who's going to do it.
Listener Party X.
No.
Scotty J.
That's fantastic. I hear the mellifluous strains of Scotty J trying to eat a 15,000 calories.
Or we could say that for Listener Party X. That's true.
Maybe. I don't know. Torn. Instant gratification. I'm torn. I want to do it now. All right. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Yeah, that's Chris. All right.
I'm just looking forward to the next Listener Party for the name.
Listener Party X?
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to the name. I mean, I am, but I'm not doing it now.
The X has to be in silver.
Yeah.
I start thinking about it now. My head just begins to hurt. So that's my throat. I start to feel the smoke blackening my lungs if I even think about it now.
I'm still thinking about how much fun I had. So that means it's a successful party.
I'm just thinking about what we can make Scott eat this Friday.
Is he going to start coming in more?
No.
Or is anyone else going to screen the calls?
We're trying to get a second intern. Okay. So It's like that. Did you hear about that burger that or that the baseball park where they had? It was like a double cheeseburger between two Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. See, and he's an intern. He's desperately afraid we'll replace him with somebody else. So, you know, one guy who works free is pretty much the same as another. So he has to fight tooth and nail to keep the job. All right, I'm going to make a note. I'm going to make a note to myself. I'm going to go through my cupboard tonight and start assembling ingredients. Scotty, 15,000.
Ooh, what about a macaroni and cheese pizza?
Oh. All right. See, that's what I'm saying. If I could somehow learn... all the finite, all the component ingredients... that are the worst for you, and then just combine them all into one thing. Like, here's what I want to be able to do. I want to take, like the five, because you figure stuff that is just has no redeeming nutritional value at all, and its sole purpose is to give you a huge ass. And for instance, something like marshmallow cream. You know, like, the point of marshmallow cream is just to kill you. There's no logical reason for that to exist. So you just take a bunch of that crap, you put it in a bowl, you blend it, you cook it, and then you make a guy eat it between two pieces of bread. And then you just... But we'd have to make him do it, like, in the first hour, and then we'd have to watch him real closely for the rest of the show and forbid him to vomit. That's the thing, is you'd have to forbid him to vomit.
How about the Oreo cookie Mixie Melt?
Oh.
What if you took, like, 100 Oreo cookies and the marshmallow cream...
No, Reese's Pieces are really bad for you.
Okay, and then, yeah,
and
you just blended the crap out of it, and then you baked it into, like
a healthy...
Like a souffle?
And then you baked it, yeah, into, like, a souffle, or, like, you baked it into, like, a pie or a hamburger-shaped thing, and then you just stuck it between two pancakes and made a guy eat all of it.
With sausage.
With sausage. I think if we really tried, we could... real maple syrup. We could break the 15,000-calorie mark. All right, that's my goal for the week. I got to go home and look stuff up now. All right. Septic worker, subject line massage. All right, let me find out what this massage email is.
Got to break in soon because we are getting...
All right. Okay, this is a guy offering to massage us. Well, we'll figure that out later. All right, it's 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. All right, here's what's coming up. We got a CNN radio correspondent, Lisa Goddard, who's going to join us here in a while. CNN radio correspondent, Jim Roop, will be joining us. What else? Peter Carlin's going to be here with the Sopranos recap. We got Tim Riley at the City Desk. We'll talk bra sizes, news pile, and all of that. Don't go anywhere. It is the Rick Emerson Show. We are live from Portland on Johnson 970. You stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
Great goose and a whole lot of hydro. Only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. Thug girl who fly and talk so nicely. Put her in the coop so she can feel the night breeze. We can drive.
Mr. Rick Emerson Show live from Portland, 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. All right, this is what I'm talking about. Here we go. Rick, did you see the promotional item sold at AAA baseball teams in the Midwest? It was a double bacon cheeseburger, but the bun, original glazed Krispy Kreme donuts. 475, guess how many calories? 1,400. 90 grams of saturated fat.
It isn't enough.
Can I get some syrup with that? It's like those, what are those things, those McGriddles? Isn't that the thing that McDonald's sells?
Yeah.
Where it's like a...
Instead of buns, it's like waffles.
It's like something infused with something else. And by infused, I mean packed with sugar and fat. It's what makes this country great. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, live from the Hill. Our good friend, CNN radio correspondent, Lisa Goddard. How are you, Lisa?
Hi.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Rick.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Thank you for coming along.
Sure thing.
Sarah, can you hand me the CNN sheet, please?
Right. What's
that? You're, like, flailing.
I'm gesturing.
I thought maybe she was saying a swear word or something.
Gesturing at least, Sarah, to hand me the CNN
sheet. I don't think
she
swears.
I was trying to be like,
making my day that much better, Rick.
I'm trying to be all circumspect about it. I'm, like, pointing at the thing. And then I'm, like, holding a piece of paper.
I couldn't figure it out either. Coffee cup? Headphone?
Okay, thank you.
Sticky notes?
I didn't want to just say, like, Please hand me the CNN sheet.
I forgot what she's talking about.
It's not that. It's that I want to make sure I get all the pertinent facts correct. Because I know that she hasn't been convicted of anything yet. But I know that Cynthia McKinney, two things. Now, has she now, is it her that's confessed that she hit the guy with a closed fist, or did somebody else say that?
The police report says that.
Yeah.
Didn't use the word punch, but that's the dictionary definition right there. Says she hit him in the chest with a closed fist.
And this is the congresswoman. And this is, so, I know that she has apologized and then that she's trying to sort of make this whole thing sort of be the water under the bridge. But now the police are saying that it's not a slap, not a shove, not a whatever. It is actually like a full-on punch on the guy.
Right.
And so that's not the sort of thing you can just sort of like, ah, I'm sorry, and then it goes away, right? That's the sort of thing that they pursue that, don't they?
Right, and that's what they're doing. That's why there's a grand jury right now still going over the case, still trying to decide if they're going to press criminal charges. You know, she said that it was sort of an incidental swipe. When he grabbed her arm inappropriately, she says that she was turning and that she kind of swiped him. But the police report's very clear. It says she struck him with a closed fist. But, you know, over the weekend, what happened, further getting herself into more controversy, Cynthia McKinney sat down with an Atlanta TV station for an interview. And it's not clear what the ground rules were, but they asked her about this incident. She didn't answer, didn't talk about it. They asked her several times. Well, the interview ends. She walks away, but she still has her microphone clipped on, and the camera is still rolling, even though she's out of the picture. And she went on to say that one of her spokesmen, Cause Carson, who I've dealt with as well, she went on to call him a fool, to say that the Atlanta TV station lied, all of that on tape. She realized she has the microphone on, went back, and told the TV station they couldn't use any of those remarks. Well, the TV station said, you know, we're sorry.
You're high. Yeah, we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, the microphone is on. You're a public figure. If you didn't want the remarks taped, you know, you really should have thought about what you were saying while you had a microphone. Now, of course, they didn't volunteer that the microphone was there when she walked away.
Why would you?
They used it.
Yeah, fantastic. See, you know, any story that begins with or contains the phrase, did not realize microphone was on. Those are the goal. I mean, all the way back to Reagan saying that we were going to begin bombing the USSR in 5 minutes. And that's where all your gold comes from. So she's, I think that we ought to, and I'm really tempted to, like, pitch in and keep her elected. I think that all talk radio hosts, everybody in the media, if there's some sort of Cynthia McKinney reelection fund, I'm going to donate to it because we can't lose that woman.
Well, you know, today is the day to get on board because she just today filed her papers for re-election.
So, well, it was like when James Traficant finally went to jail. We were all so sad when Traficant went away because that guy was just, he was comedy gold. So it was with Trent Lott. Trent Lott's role was reduced. Suddenly we had one less thing to talk about every day. So I am all over this like a cheap suit. All right, fantastic. Lisa, Lisa got it from CNN Radio. Thank you, Lisa.
You got it.
All right, there you go. And so CNN Radio on the hill there. Lisa got it. Okay, in my own defense...
You were flailing. I thought that I had like an open pot or something.
No, I was just pointing over at the CNN prep sheet.
Him didn't even know. You're like...
sticky notes?
I know.
Gum,
I was like, what?
Next time I'll just say, hand me the CNN.
Wow, and you had the meanest look on your face, too.
I didn't have a mean look. I didn't want to... I just didn't know... I forgot what she was talking about. I didn't want to say it with her on the phone, but yes, I forgot. You happy? You happy, you heartless wench? I forgot.
I don't think she loves you so much anymore.
But I don't care. Doesn't matter.
We need to learn how to read each other's lips or something.
Yeah, I just, you know. I just didn't know. I didn't want to get it. So, because I didn't want to do that whole thing of Lisa Goddard talking about something important.
You know what?
Talking about that story.
That was so awkward.
That story that everybody's talking about today.
I'm not going to repeat it again, Lisa.
Lisa, it's so obvious. It's so obvious I won't even deign to talk about it. You know why we called you, and of course, because the CNN people are always covering like three different things.
And then those things we don't usually talk about anymore.
No, and we've usually lied anyway. This is the thing. Because we've learned that when you call the CNN people in the morning to book, like if you just want to talk to Jim Roop about getting drunk, like you can't really say that because they have this whole veneer of professionalism. And so if you call like, look, we just want to hang out with Roop because he's good people, and like they won't do that. So you have to say, like, what did we say today? We would like to talk to Jim Roop about gas prices, which we clearly don't. Clearly,
there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
Nobody cares.
What can you do? So, all
right. Get an SUV, it's your problem. You get the tax deduction.
Well, I'm sorry for calling you out, Rick.
It's okay. I'm sorry for flailing around like an epileptic.
That was very dramatic.
Nitwit. Well, I didn't want there to be the awkwardness where she's all like, yes, Rick, I am very busy here on the hill.
You made it awkward with your radio family.
Shut up. All right. Let's never speak of it again. Rick, I looked at the dietary stuff on the best and worst food ever, by the way. 7-Eleven. Breakfast Big Bites. Listen to this. 7-Eleven, first of all, a breakfast Big Bite. I don't even know what that is.
Well, they need to change the name of 7-Eleven to Salt and Sugar.
I want to.
Basically, that's what people go in there for.
Now, first of all, I have to admit that, like all white suburban youth, I spend hundreds of hours of my life hanging around in front of, eating at, spending money at 7-Eleven in Manor of Jay and Silent Bob. And I do have to say that I went to a poker game this weekend in Vancouver. And, of course, once you pass, like you get far enough into Vancouver and suddenly there's nothing but 7-Elevens and TGI Fridays to eat at. That's it. There's nothing else. That and, like, buffets. Buffets that used to be, and you know this, if you're in Vancouver, it's always buffets that used to be another restaurant and then they just default into buffets. Like, it was a Sizzler. This one used to be a Pizza Hut. You can tell it's got that the red tiled roof and the slanty. And now it's just like, you know, King Family Buffet, you know, or like, you know, Good Time Family Eatery. And it's just endless fat people in stretch pants inside loading up their plate with like a thick sliced ham and potatoes. And just nothing but starch and fat. Anyway, so I'm on my way to the poker game this weekend, and I got to stop at the buy to get some coffee and to get some cash from the ATM so I can give it to that bastard, Jeff White. And so, who screwed me on the river repeatedly with Queens. So I stop at the 7-Eleven, and I'm standing there at the cash register, and I'm like the king of the impulse buy. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm looking into that 7-Eleven rack. You know what I mean? The rotating grill thing with the metal bars. Are on.
They use hot dogs. I've been cooking for 3 weeks.
And I worked at a 7-Eleven. I know what's in those.
They've been varnished.
I know that there's like a 1 in 3 chance that they've fallen on the floor and rolled behind the refrigerating case, hosed off, put back on the grill. But I'm sitting there, and I'm look. I was talking earlier about how badly I ate this weekend. Here's another thing I ate this weekend. In case you're paying attention at home, here's another thing. I'm sitting there in line. I got my cash from the ATM, and I got a big bag of that Smart Food cheese corn. Boy, is that badly labeled. It's like 9,000 grams of sodium. Like, you can feel your heart just going, no, you know, as you're eating it. You can feel your heart, like, straining to pump blood. So I'm standing there in line at the 7-Eleven. I'm looking over at the grill. And there's rotating along. And they have these... The name was so embarrassing, I could barely bring myself to say it. These pizza... Not twisters. They're twistas. And it's like these...
Does it end with a Z?
It is a twist.
Most cool things do end with Z.
And they look like those... You know what they look like? They look like those Hostess Tiger Tails. Those stripy Twinkie things, except it's like pizza. And
Twinkies into pizza.
It's like a pizza Twinkie hot dog combination. And I'm looking, it's like $1.70. I'm like, how can I say no? I can't afford not to buy one at that price.
I can see the sign. People will eat anything.
So, let's say they'll eat deep fried tree bark.
3 o'clock in the morning, you can't buy beer anymore.
Must have something to absorb alcohol.
So how did it taste?
Oh, you know.
It was so good.
And seriously, I'm eating it, and it is really good.
Maybe the second bite will taste a little bit better. Well, I'm halfway through it.
It tasted good in that sort of horrible, just like salty cardboard kind of way. But like,
they're
like
cheaper if you buy two.
But it's like as you're eating it, you can feel your body going, why? You know? So It's that same sound as you're kicking your grandmother out to sea in an ice floe in Alaska, where she's going, what? You know, and that's what your stomach and heart are saying, like, as you're consuming it. But there is a certain, like, weird, trashy, like tastiness to all of that food. And you know it's true. Oh, but listen to this. So the 7-Eleven breakfast Big Bite, guess how much, guess what percent of your daily sodium requirements are met by a 7-Eleven breakfast Big Bite.
At least a crowd of 500.
1,600% of your daily sodium needs.
And you can eat it before you leave the store.
1,600% of your daily sodium needs are met by that.
What? By what?
By their 7-Eleven breakfast Big Bite.
Oh.
And 800% of your saturated fat needs are covered.
So what is that? What is it? I have never seen
it. Basically is like an MRE breakfast. Isn't it a sausage?
I don't know.
We're all looking at each other. I don't know. But I eat it because it's good. That's the thing is, that's why people
eat it. You do
eat it? Well, then not that. I
the, that's your chocolate on it.
It doesn't end in zaz.
No glaze.
Yeah. Just
saying.
They're glazed sausages.
I should try to be above it, but I'm not. All right. Wait, am I taking this call here, and then we'll go to the city desk? Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How can I help you?
Hanging. You want to know the most nasty thing you can have is the bacon cheddar potato wedges from Jack in the Box.
I'm a sucker for for anything with bacon and cheddar. It doesn't matter what it is. What's this? Bacon cheddar ice cream. Doesn't matter. Bacon and cheddar, I will eat.
Needs a portable crash cart to restart your heart from arteries clogging up.
It comes with a do not resuscitate order. good times. All right, thank you,
good.
Sir. Thank you. All right, there you go. Thank you, sir. All right. So those dibs, man. And ice cream. Big box of individual ice cream bites. I'm going to bring some in. You're going to know that they're fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the city desk. Here's your personal savior, Tim Riley.
That's about as when I went to the Subway over the weekend and ordered a vegetarian sandwich. So here is a roll with nothing in it. So the lady making the sandwiches looks at the girl report. Why isn't there anything in there? It's supposed to be vegetarian. And then she goes, well, you make it. So they kind of demean you for not eating meat at the Subway.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's mean.
It is. From high atop the bottom of the coin tower, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat, Tim Riley reporting.
They tried to make you make your own food?
But she told the other girl to make it, and then you're sitting there feeling terrible because you don't want, 10 pounds of meat on it.
Well, you have a tough row to hoe anyway, being a vegan.
I know.
I mean, it's 99% of the places we would want to go, you cannot eat, so.
You can get a garden burger at Subway now. But they kind of throw it in the oven and just throw it in the roll and throw it at you.
No, you know who has good garden burger? The Burgerville.
They and have that, Red Robin.
And Burgerville has that black bean spicy one.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Man. I went to this place called Beulah Land right off of Burnside on 28.
Yeah, I know where that is.
The best, they make their own veggie patties there. It was like falling apart, but it was hands down the best veggie burger I've ever had in my life.
I'll have to try it soon.
You have to. It is so good.
And then Burgerville's got that chocolate or that coffee shake that they have now. All right.
What is with us some food?
Because, I don't know.
Because the public demands it.
Because it's relatable. This is a relatable topic. Your target demographic, you know what it is?
Good afternoon, Northwest.
There's somebody in the audience going, what? They eat food. I eat food.
Let's make sandwiches on the air.
Let's make 9-7 the air preset. Okay.
Anyone living or driving in L.A. in the past few weeks has seen them looming over the city, black and ominous. The billboards and posters announcing you have been warned, and the signs are all around you. Each is anchored with a date, 6606. Drop the O and you get 666. But that's the number of the beast, according to the New Testament's book of Revelation. Am I reading biblical things here? Just one of the many interpretations, though all of them are dark and frightening. For some Armageddon believers, it represents the date upon which the Antichrist will spread universal evil over the earth. Keep reading. For marketers, 666 has also become an ideal date to launch movies, records, books, other products or events, particularly those of religious undertones.
Oh, okay, well, that's the key sentence here. So it was a long slog to get to that one sentence.
It really was, and I got bored along the way.
Well, because how many days are we until 666?
Oh, I don't know.
I've already got I've got listeners emailing me already. And it's
party.
April, May, June. So it's like June. It's June 6th, right? That's 6th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's 6 weeks away.
Yeah.
Something like that. I've already got people like, "What are you doing for 666?" And I don't know.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Tuesday.
Oh.
Because at least it's not on a Saturday or Sunday or something. It'd be screwed. I couldn't do anything. But I've already got listeners like, "Dude, what is your show doing for 666?" And I don't know. I have no solution to that. I have no answer. I got a few things.
We'll have Clyde on, of course.
We can do a remote from Clyde's school.
I was trying, but you know what it is? It's like every DJ, every guy is going to be playing Slayer songs or whatever. Everybody's going to be trying to do something.
We could go on one of our field trips to one of the most haunted places in Portland.
Okay.
Or that underground thing.
Yeah.
What else?
I think they only do that on weekends, though.
Yeah, there's got to be something. There's got to be something. By the way, I'm already calling this out. I'm planting a flag on this, that on 666.
Yes, yes, yes.
The official greeting on the Rick Emerson Show will be Hail Satan. I'm calling that now. You hear that done anywhere else? They stole it from me. The official greeting of the Rick Emerson Show on Tuesday, June 6th, will be Hail Satan.
Well, in the case of 20th Century Fox, which is responsible for the omnipresent ad campaign, it is the once-in-a-century opportunity to unleash the remake of The Omen about a couple and their devil spawn. For Crown Forum Publishers, it's the perfect time to fan the flames of the controversy with the release of the provocative and culture book.
Oh, yeah, she's got that book, Godless, coming out on 666.
For certain musical groups, it is the day to release records, and in the case of heavy metal legend Slayer, they were on the Holy Alliance tour preaching to the perverted.
Yeah, right. They're coming here, by the way. That Slayer, I just saw the ad for that. They're coming here.
Well, all that's right. What's happening.
We got to do something, though, so I want to talk about it now, because it's like 6 weeks away. And we got this sandwich to make later in the week. But you be thinking about what the Rick Emerson Show. Look, I'm not even doing my own work anywhere. You in the audience, solve my problems for me. Come on, think about what we can do on 666. Do you want to know the only idea we've come up with so far? Here's what it is. Now, you, Sarah, this won't play to you because you're too young to remember this.
All right.
Tim,
I'm old enough to remember a lot of things.
Tim, you remember Hands Across America, do you
I
not?
I do.
Do you remember Hands Across America?
Yeah, I vaguely do.
And it's where they tried to do this.
It's like 20 years ago.
This is like retarded. It was this gay thing where they tried to have everybody in the country hold like one big.
In like 90, right?
Yeah, like one big. And there was a song, Hands Across America.
And it was waved.
And it was a total bad Trey Parker song. And
everybody's
yeah.
got long hair.
And it was like a lot of, it was like a lot of celebrities. It was like, you know.
Were they crying?
No,
they were wiping tears.
You know, it was like Willard Scott. You know, like it was like Willard Scott holding hands with like Billy Ray Cyrus. You know, it's just like idiots holding hands, and they're trying to do an unbroken chain of hands from like San Francisco to like New York.
Didn't
work. Literally, according, yeah, didn't happen. Didn't work. Big failure. And they're doing it to raise money for kids with webbed toes or something. People with drippy body parts or something. I have something.
By the time they get this thing together, nobody's interested anymore anyway.
So here's the thing. Here's the only idea. Here's the only idea. I was thinking that a Hands Across America, plan works for 666, instead of a Hands Across America, we do like a horns across, and we try to get a huge number of people, devil horns all at once, like across the Willamette. We get like 666
like
people. We get 666 listeners lining like the Hawthorne Bridge. Devil horns all at once. Horns across
like
the Willamette.
Those knuckleheads when you're heading to Seattle, like support the troops, and they're waving the flags and distracting you, and I've seen more car accidents there.
Yeah, maybe we can cause accidents. That's a plus. So we try to get 666 listeners to all, like, cross the bridge or, like, a road or something, and then they all do the devil horns at once, and then we get a huge picture from something like a helicopter or something.
Wow, we'll get lots of publicity.
It's fantastic. It's a genius idea. Or we could get the listeners to form a gigantic pentagram that you can see from above.
Where?
I don't know.
I feel on top of Mount Tabor.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, so see, so just be thinking. Don't think about it now. It's not like job one. But, I mean, you're going to and realize we are competing with, like, every hack radio show on the planet for, like, what they're going to do on 666.
There aren't many hack radio shows left, so that's a good thing.
We'll be competing with one. We'll be competing with one voice-tracked, automated, nationally syndicated, multi-market, clear channel radio show for 666. So be thinking about that. Okay. Do we have to break, or are we doing one or two? Sarah? Okay.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Well,
I really am dying to hear that Britney.
Nothing matters.
Can we do that?
No, fine. Well, let's do the Britney watch, Tim.
All right, let's do the Britney watch.
Here's your Britney watch. Nothing but flawlessness today.
This is a flash from Vegas. Rumors are that Britney Spears disappeared into her hotel suite after a shouting match with husband K-Fed Friday night. She reportedly didn't return and missed his Pure nightclub debut, where he sang selections from his new CD, Playing with Fire.
Now, I was to understand he wasn't actually performing. I thought he was just going to be, just playing it, like a listening party kind of a thing.
Well, other patrons were not as lucky as Britney. They had to stay and hear it.
Yeah, okay. So the word is that she, what is it, they got into a fight and then she stomped out or something.
Uh-huh.
Now, this actually, there's a couple different things here because our friend Lo in Vegas, the man behind the Emerson Army Radio Gangster, all that, he was actually going to go to Vegas and go to whatever, that club is called, what's it called, Pure?
Fiore.
So he was going to go there and actually see the show. And I'll try to find, I've actually got, he actually sent me a little message about this, about how he tried to do it. And then it didn't work out. I have to go to my MySpace thing. He sent me a. In the meantime, though, I do have this. I do have this. This is from Brian, I guess. And so this is the Brian sends this email. Subject line of this email is KFED. Rick, I thought this might interest you. This is directly from a guy I know and trust to a certain degree. He says, so my brother, Pete. We'll call him.
Not his real name.
Pete is a security guard at Caesar's Palace. And last night, KFED was having his CD release party at a club in the casino. Oh, so Pure is inside Caesar's Palace. I did not know that. Was having his CD release party at a club in the casino. My brother's job for his entire eight-hour shift was to stand outside Brittany and Kevin's hotel room. At one point, he had to escort Kevin in an elevator up to the room, and he said it pissed him off because Kevin was...
rude?
Wait for it.
Drunk?
Actually really nice.
Oh.
Which is always disappointing. Don't you hate that, too, when you're like, wait, you have all this personal
Considerate
investment.
Considerate celebrities? We
you,
can do without them.
You it's like you have all this personal investment in disliking somebody, and then you can't because they're kind of nice, and then you're still angry about it because you wanted to hate them. Pete said he thought about yelling out Papa Zeo or calling him Daddy just so he could tell people he got fired for making fun of Kevin Federline. Nah, but now here's what you've been waiting for.
Okay.
He also said, Brittany is definitely pregnant again.
Ooh.
He had to deliver some hair dye to her room. And when she answered the door, he said you could see her huge pregnant belly poking through her shirt. So there you go. So if you talk to the low today, which we may or may not, this might make for additional material. That is from Brian. So the word there from inside Vegas is that Britney Spears is pregnant again. Now, that's just a speculation, though, based on the size of her stomach. Now, we have seen that video of her where she does look a little...
rotund.
Well, she does. I mean, she's wearing an outfit that is a little more snug. Than she perhaps should be wearing.
It's only skin.
It's only the human body. Don't be ashamed. So there you go. And that video, people have asked me where it is, and I don't know. It's floating around there somewhere. So there you go. So there's your Britney watch from Monday. Oh, and I do. Here's the low
no
says.
No streaming matches?
No, I'm sorry. Well, yeah. No. The low says, I owe you guys an apology. Well, not really. Here's what happened. Low says, I got all dolled up. Only a black man could say that, by the way, and get away with that. I got all dolled up in my finest night gear and headed on down to Caesar's Palace, where the club that KFED is supposed to be preparing at is. Let's just say I got there 20 minutes after the doors opened. There were three lines. Women only, VIPs, and regular Joes. One guess as to which line I got put in. There was also an hour-long wait in line 20 minutes into the affair and a $30 cover charge. Needless to say, the low did not take part in the KFED experience Friday night. I know I have failed, he says, but I will find a way to make it up. Enjoy. So there you go. So that's the word, is that he tried it not done. Oh, wait, here we go. I shouldn't even say this. Remember that we were commenting earlier about people who add you to MySpace and then they don't have photos of themselves. Now, this is not the person we were talking about, but one of the women who is a MySpace friend of ours and does not have a photo says, Rick, I heard your comment on the air today, but I will send you a photo. However, I want you to know I do have photos of me on my computer at home, but they are currently inappropriate for posting on MySpace. So much the better. Let's see. There you go. Thank you. So nagging pays off. All right. We should probably break here. Let's break. We'll come back. Here's what we've got coming up. Peter Carlin's going to be here. We've got more at the news desk with Tim Riley. What else? Well, I've got to get to this news pile here. We've got this thing about bra sizes and the bus boy assault. Star Wars. Don't go anywhere. It's a Rick Emerson show. Back after this. What a melody, once again, the incredible, rhyme animal, the uncannibal, city from a